Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Friday, March 8th, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast for today. Some morning snow becoming sunny this afternoon. We're looking at a high today at about 33, partly sunny, warming to 40 tomorrow, and wrap it up your weekend on Sunday, sunshine and 52 degrees. Grand Forks police say a juvenile male is in custody for his alleged part in a murder early Thursday morning, which was caught on video. Officers responded to a disturbance just after 3 a.m. in the 1700 block of 36th Avenue South. When officers got there, they reportedly found the male victim lying on the ground with a stab wound to his upper torso. The victim, identified as 24-year-old Anthony Economy, was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, Grand Forks police say their initial investigation revealed two groups of people were in a physical fight after an argument, and that's when Economy was stabbed. Police also say one of the people involved caught the stabbing on video, which was later sent to police. Suspect is a 17-year-old Grand Forks resident, but police are not identifying him at this time because he is a juvenile. Suspect's in custody. He's been charged with double-A felony murder, which is punishable by up to life in prison without parole. Now, anyone with information or who may have witnessed what happened is asked to contact the Grand Forks Police Department. Well, a federal judge has granted a defense request to delay the trial of former state Senator Ray Holmberg on sex trafficking charges. Attorney Mark Freeze requested the delay because of new computer evidence that needs to be reviewed. Holmberg's accused of traveling overseas to have sex with underage boys. He was originally scheduled to go to trial April 29th in Fargo. That trial is now scheduled to begin September 9th. Well, city officials in Faustin hope to retain all the local employees if their nonprofit, First Care Medical Services, gets control of the hospital back from Essentia Health. Many hospital workers were among the 60-plus people who attended a special city council meeting to discuss the future of labor and delivery services. Faustin Mayor Jim Offerdahl says they assured them the First Care Medical Services would welcome all present employees. City's operational agreement with Essentia Health is scheduled to go to arbitration in July. Now, the dispute stems from Essentia ending baby deliveries in Faustin. Well, Minnesota's unlocked federal funding for small businesses impacted by this winter's record-breaking warmth. Governor Tim Walz made the announcement yesterday. Federal economic injury disaster loans are available because of ongoing federal drought declarations affecting 81 Minnesota counties. Governor Walz said this winter has had a real economic impact on small businesses that rely on snow and winter tourism to grow and survive. He's urging small business owners to apply for assistance as soon as possible. Take a little break. Talk about C&H Insurance, who begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest principles, personalized attention, and service. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Now, it's their priority. You know, their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They are licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona, too. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy at 218-773-0287. You can also drop by their office at 1427 Central Avenue, Northwest at East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure with C&H Insurance. Maybe you should think about doing the same thing. C&H Insurance at East Grand Forks. Well, Minnesota probably won't meet its goal of launching full-scale retail marijuana sale in the first quarter of 2025 because of the time it will take to draft regulations and issue licenses, the state's top cannabis regulator acknowledged yesterday. While Charlene Briner, interim director of the Office of Cannabis Management, didn't totally rule out the possibility of some retailers opening early next year, she conceded during a briefing for reporters that she doesn't know how long it will take until legal marijuana is widely sold across the state of Minnesota. Finally, in sports, here we go. Girls North Dakota State Class AA basketball yesterday had Grand Forks Red River beating Bismarck St. Mary 66-31. They'll play Fargo Davies at 3 o'clock today. Cross River and Boys Class 2A Section 8 action. East Grand Forks beats Crookston 88-52. Sacred Heart beat Northern Freeze in a close one, 57-56. NBA last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat Indiana 113-111. Game in which Carl Anthony Towns injured his knee, which will have to be surgically repaired. Minnesota Class A State Hockey Tournament action today as World at St. Cloud Cathedral in a semifinal game at 11. NHL last night, it was the Minnesota Wild over Arizona 5-2. And finally, UND Hockey wraps up its regular season on the road tonight and tomorrow in Omaha. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by Rumor Sports Bar and Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. Tell you what, you want to go watch UND Fighting Hawks hockey this weekend, that is the place to do it. The place is wall-to-wall TVs. Go on in, get yourself a great meal. In fact, today, get any pizza for $9. They got their weekly specials from 5 to 11. Home of the world-famous Beer Tower. Hey, go try your luck on some charitable gambling, too, all right? Rumor Sports Bar Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. They got the big Grand Forks Springs Sports Card and Memorabilia Show tomorrow. And we'll be talking to BT in a couple of minutes about that. We're going to find out all about this big sports show, all right? Hey, make sure to catch Midwest Super Pixel Pros at 2 o'clock today. And, of course, 9 o'clock tonight, Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You won't ever miss a show that way. We know the Grand Cities is grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.